Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We've been hearing about the thousands of workers at meatpacking plants across the country being infected with the coronavirus. President Trump has said plants must stay open even as the case numbers rise. Corinne Boyer of the Kansas News Service talked with workers at plants in Dodge City, Kansas, about their safety concerns.
Dodge City is home to two meatpacking plants, National Beef and Cargill. On a Tuesday afternoon, dozens of cars and semi-trucks streamed down the roads near the plants. It was time for a shift change. Workers pulled into the parking lots as people walked out of the plants. Everyone was wearing face masks, and some wore hard hats. Showing up every day at National Beef during the COVID-19 pandemic scares worker Brandon Vasquez.
As soon as I start parking, I'm just like, my heart starts beating fast, and like I have high blood pressure, so like I'm getting anxiety right away as soon as I'm walking towards the plant. And then once I'm in there, I mean, it's hard to perform good and do the job right.
As of May 6th, 985 Kansas meatpacking workers have COVID-19, and two people have died. In southwest Kansas, there are cases at all four meatpacking plants. The rural counties where the plants are located quickly outpace the state's most populous areas.
I just want a two-week shutdown just to do some more modifications on top of what they did.
Lupe Rodriguez also works at National Beef. She's been staying home without pay because she's concerned about catching the virus and because she has a young son that can't go to daycare.
When the daycare found out about the positives inside the plant, she didn't want to expose any of the other kids if I was exposed.
Both Rodriguez and Vasquez say precautions should have been taken sooner. Every plant has a few thousand workers who stand side by side in many cases to kill, skin, cut, and package meat. Temperature checks at National Beef didn't begin until April, after non-essential Kansans were ordered by the state to stay at home. COVID-19 information was provided in English and Spanish at National Beef, but not in languages spoken by refugees and immigrants from Guatemala, Somalia, and Southeast Asia who work in the plants. Lucia Rangel works at the Cargill plant in Dodge City. She says Cargill cleans multiple times a day. They've been disinfecting the bathrooms, the doors, anywhere that can get contaminated, she said. Rangel says she's more worried about leaving work. When people go out to shop and run errands, she says she doesn't know who is sick and who isn't. Regardless of how many workers become infected, packing plants must remain open under an April 28th order from President Donald Trump. Not long after, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly addressed why none of Kansas's plants have closed.
We were one of the only states where we didn't have to shut down a packing plant because we already had the systems in place to be able to work safely.
For several weeks, the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, which represents meatpacking workers, has pressured Kelly to designate them as temporary first responders. That would help get more personal protective equipment to workers. Brandon Vasquez is in the union and says it's not possible for him to social distance from others while he's working.
I mean, a lot of people are getting tested right now. Our numbers are going to get higher. And I just worried about the state opening up again, and it just can get higher and higher. And then, I don't know, it's a tough, tough situation.
And as Kansas begins to reopen, coronavirus cases in counties with meatpacking plants continue to climb. For Here and Now, I'm Corinne Boyer in Dodge City.